Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, April 18th. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Economic reports due out next week include the latest updates on existing home sales, new home sales, jobless claims, and PMI. Big earnings reports blast in every day next week across multiple sectors. Of note, the follow-up conference calls from Coca-Cola, Netflix, and Intel could be on the interesting side. On the vaccine front, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is expected to meet late next week to consider recommendations for Johnson & Johnson's shot, which has been linked to a rare blood clot in the brain. In earnings news, earnings season heats up in a big way with reports due in from Coca-Cola, IBM, and United Airlines on April 19th. Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Philip Morris, Abbott Labs, and Netflix report on April 20th. Anthem, Verizon, Chipotle, and Lam Research report on the 21st. AT&T, Dow, Intel, Seagate Tech, and Mattel report on the 22nd, and American Express and Honeywell report on the 23rd. Apple is holding an event on April 20th called Spring Loaded to show off new products. Information out of Cupertino has been pretty tight, but the company could reveal new iPads, new iMacs, new AirPods AirTags, a new Apple TV, and possibly a new Apple Pencil. In M&A news, the highly anticipated Aphria-Tilray merger is expected to close on 4/20. The tender offer on the Genmark Diagnostics Roche deal expires on April 21st. GW Pharmaceutical shareholders vote on the Jazz Pharmaceuticals deal on April 23rd. Investors may want to keep an eye on Coinbase Global after ARK Invest came in Friday with a purchase of 19,599 shares for the ARK FinTech Innovation ETF, which trades under ARKF, and 112,539 shares for the ARK Innovation ETF, which trades under ARKK. Cathie Wood's firm also defended Silvergate after its midweek stumble, likely in response to the Coinbase IPO. ARK reasoned, investors potentially took profits to diversify their exposure to crypto in the public markets. In our view, the Silvergate exchange network, with its strong network effects, positions Silvergate as both a facilitator and a prime beneficiary of increased crypto adoption. Major events next week include strategic updates from Advance Auto Parts and Royal Gold on April 20th, as well as investor days for Dye & Durham and Smart Global. On April 21st, MGM Resorts and Entain, along with their U.S. venture BetMGM, will host a business update event for analysts and investors. The event will provide deeper insights into the rapidly growing U.S. sports betting and iGaming business of BetMGM. A new forecast on the industry's total addressable market could be a share price catalyst for DraftKings and Penn National Gaming as well. This week in Barron's news, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. Disney makes the cover of Barron's this week as the media giant is given credit for positioning itself for post-COVID growth. Disney is said to have come out ahead after CEO Bob Chapek and team faced the severest of financial stress tests. When parks and theaters emptied out a year ago, costs kept rolling in and the fastest growing part of the business, streaming, was consuming cash, as it still is. Yet, Disney generated $3.6 billion in free cash during its fiscal year ended last September. It's been producing $3.3 billion this year before the numbers begin a sharp rebound, noted Jack Hugh. While the movie business is still sputtering to restart, and the TV business is seen holding steady at best, streaming results have shattered forecasts. Disney Plus smashed expectations in piling up $100 million in less than 18 months, compared to the 10 years it took Netflix to hit that level. Disney is targeting 300 million to 350 million subscribers by 2024 across all of its streaming platforms, including Hulu, ESPN Plus, Hotstar in India, and Star Plus in Latin America, which launches in June. Pet IQ and O'Reilly Automotive also land favorable write-ups this week. This week in our single stock focus, we're covering Plug Power with the value trend. Plug closed the week at just over $27. The value trend begins here. In my last article on Plug Power, I covered some general points of the company and provided a valuation using Elliott Wave Theory. Today, I'd like to focus on what I consider to be three imminent catalysts that could catapult Plug back into the $60 range. Hydrogen energy is a controversial subject, but overall, I think there are now enough use cases and institutional/government support so that hydrogen companies like Plug can grow and achieve profitability. The value trend continues. As most readers interested in Plug will know, the company has had a black cloud hanging over its head ever since it was announced that the company will have to restate its financial settlements of the last few years. We should get the restated accounts sometime next month, but I expect the stock will rally hard on the news. This counterintuitive dynamic took place earlier this week when Alibaba Group Holdings rallied over 8% on news that the Chinese government was fining the company $2.8 billion. The only logical explanation is that the market had already baked in the news and probably expected far worse. This makes sense since we did see Baba stock perform poorly over the previous weeks. I would expect the same kind of bad news rally to take place next month with Plug. The value trend continues. While we're on the subject of the balance sheet, I will also mention in this section that Plug Power has now been officially invited to submit a Part 2 application for a $520 million loan from the Department of Energy under the Title 18 Loan Guarantee Program. Plug Power plans to build a 500-ton green hydrogen network by 2025, and receiving this loan will be a huge milestone for the company. The value trend concludes here. By no means am I recommending you invest heavily in Plug. I consider myself a reasonably conservative investor that likes cash flow just as much as the next guy, but it's fun and sometimes rewarding to take a gamble on some more speculative plays. Plug Power has problems, but it also has a lot of opportunities. With the help of the government and breakthroughs in battery tech, hydrogen can become commonplace in the economy. It may be years or it may not happen, but I see encouraging evidence that drives me to gain exposure to this sector. Plug specifically has some very imminent catalysts, and I think the tides could soon change. After all, it's always darkest before the dawn. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew neutral on Plug Power, with two bullish, two neutral, two bearish, and one very bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.